Hi, Thrivers. Welcome to this bonus episode of Come Alive, the Living Spiritfully Guide to Thriving. In episode 10, Catherine and I discussed permaculture principle number 10, use and value diversity. And in our break, I had a conversation with my dear friend, Lawrence Biscontini. In this episode, I want to share with you the entire uncut version of our conversation because there is just so much richness in that short time that I spent with Lawrence. Now, Lawrence and I, as we mentioned in our conversation, are presenting on a panel called Pride and Celebration in the Fitness Industry, along with Kyle, Reagan, and Heather, as part of CanFit Pro's Global Conference and Trade Show on August 13, 2021. Just a little background about how I met Lawrence. I met him back in 2008 at a CanFit Pro conference and instantly fell in love. And I've been following him ever since. Now, in 2012, I had the honor of attending Lawrence's Fit Camp, where he shared all of his knowledge and took me and another attendee through a series of workshops and exercises and trainings to be a world-class presenter. And I have to say, to this day, I am still unpacking everything that he has shared with us in that time. Brands mash. Lawrence, if you're listening, I remember that. Now, I wouldn't quite say that Lawrence has his finger on the pulse of the fitness industry. I would say that Lawrence is the pulse of the fitness industry. He has done some incredible things, not just within fitness, but across the globe in health and wellness. And I'm just so excited to share this conversation with you. Now, along with presenting on the panel discussion with Lawrence and friends on August 13th, I'm also presenting a workshop called Training the Post-COVID Client through Breathwork. And this is a wonderful and timely workshop where I'll be sharing some insights on how we can train our post-COVID clients. We already know that there are changes to the body for people that have had COVID-19. So I'll talk about how we can do that safely and effectively to reintroduce them back into fitness. Now, if you are interested in attending the CanFit Pro Conference, it's not just Lawrence and I. There are tons of world-class presenters on topics ranging from everything from fitness to anatomy to mind-body to nutrition. So if you want to check it out, go to canfitpro2021.org to register. And while you're registering, use code PRES62, that's PRES62, to be entered into a draw for your chance to win a prize pack and a free registration to a 2022 CanFit Pro event. Now, all this information is going to be in the show notes, but please use that code so that you can win that prize pack and that free registration. Without further ado, I know I can ramble for hours, but I won't anymore. So please enjoy this conversation with Lawrence Biscontini. And of course, Thrivers, connect with us in the Facebook group or through our email address, comealivepodcast@gmail.com. And check out the links for A, that presenter code, and B, for how you can connect with Lawrence, because I know that you will fall in love with him instantly. Please enjoy my conversation with Lawrence Biscontini. Hey, Thrivers, we are talking about permaculture principle number 10, use and value diversity. And it is my honor to have my dear friend, the delicious, beautiful, gorgeous. If you could see what he's doing on the video right now, you'd be chuckling with me. Thank you so much for joining me in welcoming Lawrence Biscontini. Please continue with that sultry look. I love it.
Italian to Italian. You're so flattering. I have my camera off. I'm honored to be here. Permaculture, sister, brother, and human spirit.
I love you. Thank you so much for being here. So we're discussing permaculture principle number 10, use and value diversity. And I'm happy you're here because next month in August on the 13th, you're facilitating a panel called Pride and Celebration in the Fitness Industry. I'm super excited and honored to be part of this panel. We're out of the garden right now, and in a bit, Catherine and I are going to be discussing how we can use and value diversity in our lives to thrive. So I'd love to get your take on what diversity means to you.
First of all, thanks for having me be with you. It is an honor. And when you say we're out of the garden, I'd say yes, and we're still in a metaphorical garden or a bigger sense. Because when I wake up, I think, how am I going to take yesterday's seeds and develop them today, whether they're planned or unplanned, have sort of a plan to react to the things that I can't control, right? Or respond to them better than react. And then what am I going to sow for tomorrow's reaping, right? So it is also a metaphysical and metaphorical garden of everything we do. We're out of, maybe I'm not kneeling, pulling up my cucumbers right now. I think diversity to me is how I can use these wonderful gifts that God has given me on my planet and see them with fresh eyes and feel them with fresh hands and include them with an open heart in ways that I may not have realized till people actually told me. Things like permaculture, things like unconscious bias, things like renaming my house. There's no more master bedroom, for example, outdated, antiquated, and even negative terms. Diversity to me is more than a term. It's really becoming, for so many of us, a lifestyle. And part of that lifestyle is the metaphorical and literal garden of what we're planting every day. And that's permaculture.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much for painting that gorgeous picture to go along with your gorgeous face.
Well, I tried to read it as authentically as I could from the script you sent me.
My question for you, dear Lawrence, is can you give me some examples of everything that you just shared?
Including diversity, how I look for and include diversity. I have a mastermind group or a mentoring group or sort of a great minds group that I think that I've created and fostered from people around the world. One thing I'm doing more than ever is to invite and make feel very welcome, whether people buy in or not, all of our friends from LGBTQ and all those initials, as well as all our minorities around the world, including gay people, including people of African descent, including women, including everyone except sort of the traditional definition of WASP heterosexual male, I think, is what I go after making offers to feel welcome to our group. And the second thing I do is sort of a headhunter for conventions around the world is I try to make sure that all our minorities not feel that if they apply, they'll be accepted, because that's sort of saying, well, because of your color or your sexual orientation, you're definitely going to be a presenter at this convention, but you definitely have a chance. Whereas before, I know many of my Canadian and American and Asian brothers and sisters never thought, well, there's such a low representation of us in the fitness industry teaching about nutrition or ethics or motivation or personal training or movement coaching. So why should I even apply? And you know what? When you look at the advertising up to 2 years ago, and you look at the panels, and you look at the topics, and you look at the presenters' skin colors, they were right, all our brothers and sisters and minorities. So my goal is to reach out to those people and say, you have a great shot, and I really encourage you to apply and make your voice heard. Of course, you have to have a voice, you have to have a message, a mission and vision, your content and delivery have to be exemplary or doubly so, because extra eyes and critiques will be looking at you. And that's why I mentor, right? So I much rather mentor somebody who says, I really want to make my first time foot in the door the best. And so those are two things I do. I reach out to people who mentor with me, all my minorities that I know and that I think I can reach. They don't all say yes, and that's not my drama. My drama is to do my part of my intention. And the second thing is for conventions, as sort of a headhunter or consultant for conventions, to make sure that I reach out to and connect. For example, Tony Stone of Dance Glam going to present, because we had a meeting with Mohegan and he had been applying for years, but somehow the applications didn't get to the top of her pile, or recommendations didn't get to the top of her pile. And I just think it was an egregious oversight. So this year at Camp It Pros Virtual, in addition to the panel we're doing, I'm happy that people are going to be seeing more diversity than ever.
Mm-hmm. It is amazing. And can I just say, from firsthand experience, the mentoring and the opportunities that you have supported me with having just means the world to me. And I want every single listener to hear this right now of how grateful I am and how I would not be where I am today if it wasn't for spending time with you at Fit Camp in Puerto Rico, attending your sessions at CanFit Pro over the years, and just having the honor of your presence in my life. So I want to thank you from the entirety of my being.
You're so kind to say that. I appreciate you. Paul, I met you and you were already a star, and you're now a constellation. I think that when you came to Fit Camp and we talked about stuff and we did verbal, visual, and kinesthetic connection to our consciousness and the talents we have inside, I think you just had more confidence than to show the world your message, mission, and vision and blossom and constellate. I just made a verb. I think that someone defined a best friend to me years ago as someone who knows the song in your heart and sings the words back to you when you forget them. And a mentor, or whatever you want to call that role that we sometimes play in each other's life, a professional consultant, does that, sings to you and reflects for you as a mirror professionally what you already have. And then when you have the balls and you have the gumption and you have the self-confidence and you have the feminine energy enough to go from balls to feminine energy and put that whole package together to show the world, then I think the people who are supposed to attract to your flame will, and they certainly do. Look at all you've done in the past decade that I've known you, or plus.
Well, if I can also just thank you for blazing a trail for me to traipse down. If it wasn't for your hard work and determination and everything that you've done, not only in the fitness industry, but across the planet, I don't think I would have had such an opportunity to do the stuff that I do. So thank you for inspiring and for your hard work. I love you tremendously.
Thank you. Thank you, Paul. You gave me hope for our community and diversity. You came to mentor with me with no qualms or secrets or reservations of your sexuality. You were always open and honest and compelling and vulnerable for incredibly hard things to do. 10 years ago, as a gay male who wants to be a presenter at many conventions in person and now on virtual and both in hybrid, you gave me the hope that there was more doors that we could continue to open for more people following behind us. Because I learned a long time ago, when you get a successful award or something, you look behind you, and that's the time when you pull somebody through the door of success with you, instead of just say, thank you, here I am. Make it possible for those other people. And you help me realize it's gonna be okay to not have to be macho in the fitness industry, not have to be hetero or gym friendly or design friendly or magazine cover friendly, 1980s and 1990s. You're just out and a spirit and talked about dancing with your naked self in the garden of flowers. And I thought, yes. And you do it brilliantly, not touchy-feely, earth muffiny, but no substance. It was just brilliant. I've had people hoot and holler of all orientations and genders in your sessions at CanFit Pro, dancing around the room, slow, slow, quick, slow, slow, quick, and all your pattern you had established, then people would make it their own. That was wonderful to see happen. And then you were invited at every subsequent convention, because once you get that first chance, as we both know, that person really has to be great. And you have to make a name for yourself. And you did. So how wonderful for you. Talk about diversity. You're it. Because you are both things. You are the open about your inside, and you're great at what you do.
Wow. Thank you. See, and this is how you just continue to inspire and fill me with such, I don't know, I can't describe you. I just love that everyone is able to experience you with me right here, right now. And I'm so looking forward to being on this panel with you. So it's Pride and Celebration in the Fitness Industry on August 13th, 3 p.m. at the CanFit Pro 2021 virtual conference.
Can you believe it? We're going to talk about where LGBT and all those other initials have come to faces that a lot of people might not realize were huge challenges years ago, and then talk about what strides we've made through events like Stop Asian Hate and Black Lives Matter and Pride growing in recognition around the world and laws that celebrate same-sex marriages in many countries. And then we're going to talk about what still hurdles we have to go. I listened to somebody very recently, Paul, who's in our community, say people don't realize, for example, what it's like to want to join a gym. And a huge issue of just joining a gym is walking around the locker room saying, would I feel safe here? And it's so true, because I've been to gyms, maybe you have too, with a lot of homophobes, big name hypertrophic locker rooms. I'm trying to choose my words so carefully, where I just felt like these are people who are going to beat me up the moment the lights go out. And that's something that the world doesn't realize. Oh, join a gym, they're healthy. All those gay people, they work out to have those bikinis in the summer and they starve themselves so they can look great. Some people think those things. And people don't even realize that maybe we don't even work out in gyms because we're fearful of our lives. And that's in the cities, let alone the countries.
Yeah. And something that you touched on earlier, where you just basically described all of that. I remember the first time I went into a gym, first of all, gym class was in high school, was just traumatizing for me. And then I remember stepping into the first gym, I would go in my gym clothes and I would leave in my gym clothes. It took a lot of, work within myself, even as somebody that worked for a gym, to feel comfortable enough to be in that environment. So I want to thank you so much for bringing that up here. And also, I'm looking forward to continuing this discussion on on August 13th with not only myself and you, but we have a wonderful panel of others as well. So I'm looking forward to this. Thank you so much for your time, for your presence in my life. And can you just do me a big fave? Give Biscuit a big snuggle for me.
I will. I always do. When we come and listen to your bedtime stories, he knows your voice very well from Instagram.
I love you, Lawrence. Anything for our listeners before we go that you want to tell our Thrivers?
I think by finding you, they have their finger on the pulse of wellness, of what it means to be really in sync with permaculture as human sentient beings. And so many people say, oh my gosh, we are such physical beings, learning with Paul how to have a spiritual experience. And people learn with you then by spending time with you that they are spiritual beings, really, just sometimes having a human experience or a physical experience. So they have to stay connected to you. And if they ever want to find Lawrence because they have an extra second in their day, it's easy, because it's every single handle of every single thing is Find Lawrence.
And lovers, we are including all of Lawrence's links in our show notes. So please make sure that you follow him and sign up for his newsletter, because you're going to love him. So thank you so much for joining us today, Lawrence.
It's my pleasure.
A very special thank you once again to Lawrence Biscontini for joining us for this conversation. And thank you, Thrivers, for listening. Remember, if you're interested in joining us at the CanFit Pro Global Conference and Trade Show, check out canfitpro2021.org and use code PREZ63 for your chance to win a prize pack and a free registration for next year's conference. All the information is in the show notes, including how you can get in touch with Lawrence Biscontini. And join us next week. Catherine and I will be together again to discuss permaculture principle number 11, use the edges and value the margins. Until then, connect with us in the Facebook group or at comealivepodcast@gmail.com. We would love to chat with you. Until then, remember, we're meant to thrive. How will you come alive? Come Alive, the Living Spiritfully Guide to Thriving, is a regenerative living production in association with Pollerin Studios and The Elementals. Hey! Executive producer, Catherine Stilo. Co-producer and sound engineer, Paul Galoro. Inspired by and dedicated to Mother Earth, our bio-intelligence and the spirit that moves through all things. A big thank you and much love to you, our community, for subscribing to and sharing this podcast.